This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Get out your phone or your little pocket calendar. Circle Thursday, this week Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m., Bismarck Event Center. We're doing an energy town hall. We talk a lot about these issues on the program. When I say these issues, I mean energy. They are integrated to so many things. You look at agriculture and energy, they're just the juggernaut of North Dakota's economy. And right now, the energy industry is largely under assault. Lack of demand on the COVID side for oil, the price situation, the games with Russia, Saudi Arabia. We have a guest from the Saudi embassy to talk about that on Energy Matters coming up, so I look forward to that as well. But the point is, the coal industry obviously challenged, and a lot of that an attack from the regulatory environment. With all that going on, and as much as it means to North Dakota, my theory of energy is that we should all embrace all of the above. And sometimes folks do. I mean, I hear a lot of sincerity out of the wind community now about recognizing the importance of baseload energy, for instance. The cold, cold, cold days when the wind turbines don't spin, that's pretty important to have that baseload on energy. And I think oil, to a certain extent, has said, look, having our product diluted and replaced with a corn-based ethanol, not the best thing for us because we want to sell more oil. But we recognize this is important for corn farmers, so we're going to get along and go along there. All these parts coming together, finding a fit, are so important. I'm all about solutions. I'm all about ideas. I'm all about rallying folks to be for all of the above. And I guarantee you, if Thursday night, 6 to 8 p.m., we have a robust crowd of people that say all of the above and bring their ideas to the table, it'll be heard. Legislative leadership will be there. We have representation from the Industrial Commission. Doug Goring, a Commerce Commissioner, has been just so gracious. Industry officials, the folks working with the industry. I mean, just a lot of different people there. So we look forward to that and look forward to seeing you there. Mark it on your calendar. We'll be there. You know where else we'll be? In 35 days, we're going to be at Big Iron. That's right. The countdown's on to Big Iron, September 15th through the 17th. Great farm show, and it's happening, folks. No canceling this. No postponing this. They did spread out the displays and the grounds quite a bit, so it'll be COVID-proofed. And the folks at the High Plains Apache want me to remind you not to miss it this year at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in West Fargo. As always, you'll see the biggest and best in farm machinery and technology to help today's growers, including top equipment. High Plains Apache and Big Iron, a winning combination for growers in the upper Midwest, serving the entire state of North Dakota. High Plains Apache, find them online at highplainsapache.com. Question of the day, do you believe farmers and ranchers are leaving Trump? Fake news says it's so. Says the election is going to be decided by farmers and ranchers, and more of them are leaving Trump than are supporting Trump. Is that true? Is that your view? Is that happening? You tell me. I want to know. Or anything else on your mind today on the program? I got a lot of text to get to as well. You can text me at 701-367-2054 or call us at 800-228-0550. Brian Aberdeen, go ahead, you're up.
Hey, thank you, Scott. I'd first of all like to stipulate I'm a city boy. I am neither farmer nor rancher. I was born and raised in Aberdeen. But it seems to me as though because of South Dakota and maybe North Dakota's agricultural backgrounds, we're predominantly Republican states. So where are our farmers and ranchers going to go if they leave Trump? Biden? or whatever nameless, faceless cabal is pulling Joe Biden's string.
What do you think the biggest threat? What do you think the biggest threat to agriculture is, Brian?
Honestly, I think the biggest threat to agriculture is the kind of government interference that Congress has been engaging in for the past 100-plus years.
Like what? Give me an example.
Subsidies, putting the food stamp program in with the Department
of
Agriculture.
Yep, yep. Now, but on subsidies, I don't hear farmers advocating against subsidies.
No, they're not. But I don't think Trump is advocating against subsidies either. I think that they will stay with Trump because the alternatives are all the more odious. I think farmers and ranchers would rather maintain the status quo than risk a Biden presidency and all the unknowns that would entail.
I have a different answer on the biggest threat, and I believe the biggest threat is the Green Dream. You know, look, if you can't recognize how stupid it is to suggest that a cow flatulence is somehow harming the environment, I mean, what kind of stupid is that? I can't wrap my mind around that. And this whole green agenda, that, you know, they don't want farms. They don't want ranches. They don't want any of that. And I think ultimately they're the biggest threat. And that's where I think Joe Biden's all in. He has to be, right? He has to be.
Well, that certainly is a threat. I don't know if it's the biggest threat, but then, like I said, I'm not a rancher. So I'm coming at this from the viewpoint of someone from the outside looking in. But there's no way. I just could not imagine farmers and ranchers that have spent most of their adult lives voting Republicans all of a sudden deciding they don't like Trump enough to vote for a guy who can barely make a public speech with or without a teleprompter. I don't see it happening. I agree with you. I think
that's overall. I think that's every voter. They're gonna see that. I mean, you can't hide that. I would also add, and thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate it. I just saw a map of everywhere that there are formal proposals to defund the police. I know this will surprise you. There's not a lot in the Midwest. There is one in Minneapolis. Yes, Minneapolis. Believe it or not, right here in Minnesota. But the rest of them are East Coast, West Coast. But what are there more of on the East Coast and the West Coast than of anything? Liberals, right? That's big blue country. I think there is a big problem for Democrats with their voters and defunding of police. I don't think that's big numbers. I think that's a fringe. I really do. Let's go to Turtle Lake, North Dakota or Minnesota, Norman?
North Dakota.
North Dakota. What's on your mind today, sir?
I'm thinking that Governor Burgum should extend an invitation to Donald Trump to have his acceptance speech in Medora. The outdoor amphitheater out there, you could get a lot of seating, and it would be a wonderful way to promote the state.
Boy, would it ever.
Cost a lot of money.
Boy, would it ever. That'd be fabulous. Can you imagine that,
Senator? The other side of the coin is it could be a big boon for tourism because not everybody's going to leave right away, but they're going to look the sites over. And then it would be safe to assume that some of the people in the crowd potentially have manufacturing plants in China that they want to move back, and they don't know where to take them to.
Now you're cooking with gas.
It would give them an opportunity to look some of the state over.
Now you are cooking with gas. I love it, Norman.
And I got to kind of watch myself, but I get a little bit disgusted with people with no imagination and no courage. technology got me going, one other thing that this state should do, and that is raise the sales tax 2% and eliminate personal and corporate income tax. It would have to make some hard decisions as far as the budget, because there would be a shortfall of money. But it would spur enough activity to where the shortfall wouldn't be as great as it would seem. And the biggest trouble when they start scoring this stuff is they score it static. They'll look at the numbers, okay, this is it, and it's cut and dried. Yeah. But I live in a dynamic world. And everything is cause and effect. And tomorrow is not going to be the same as today.
Exactly right. Exactly right, Norman. I love every one of your ideas. I think we may be a little late on the acceptance speech because he's narrowed it down to Gettysburg or the White House, but you never know. You know,
yeah,
there's logistics issues there.
Phone call,
yeah.
And invite him out here.
Right. All right. We're gonna pass it. We're gonna play. I'm gonna send this call. Just your own words, Norman, in Turtle Lake, to Governor Burgum. We'll see if he runs with it. More after this, friends.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dream. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical and instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Big truck, gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall.
Are you moving? Are you moving soon? In town, out of town, wherever. Do you need a realtor to help you find a home or sell your home? Think about this. You might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. One, you fill out an easy online form, and a local realtor will be in contact with you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, you receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in the home value, purchase price, and or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers, and you might be moving for free. Call them at 701-566-5532 for all the details, or visit them online at actionmovers.com. They'll walk you through the whole thing. 1932 is when they started in Bismarck. Family-owned, veteran-owned. Remember that. And be very wary of anyone that is not a licensed, bonded, franchised mover. Independents, I can give you a list as long as my arm on issues that have come down. You want the proper insurance. You want the proper background checks on driver, on everyone else, loading and unloading. Very important. Locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, Phoenix. See? Big, but local. And all their labor, background checked and drug tested. AA, two A's. That's how much they move. That's Action. Two A's in Action. ActionMovers.com or call them at 701-566-5532. Jerry's on the road.
Hello?
800-228-0550, our telephone number. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yes, you were talking about ethanol and energy earlier. I was just thinking, though, what about ethanol in this pandemic? What are we using a whole lot of right now, and it's sort of hard to find? Hand sanitizer. And what is hand sanitizer? That's about 60-70% alcohol. I was wondering how come, I know the ethanol industry's been troubled. Why are they not taking advantage? You know, you think about it. I mean, hand sanitizer use has got to be up like 1,000% now. It's still hard to find some places. You know, think about all that alcohol and make sanitizer. And think about what they would also do, you know, for the corn prices as well.
And just so you know, that's happening. You know, we have a new plant up in Grand Forks, and it was just ramping up, and they actually just started doing, you know, specifically for that market. And I know Thielson's as well. It depends on how they're set up, but some of that's happening, Jerry, but it's a good point. It's, certainly a very good reason to do it. So appreciate the call very much. Daryl Lease is on the phone. And Daryl is, of course, famous for the racing pigs, amongst other things, including his leadership at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. But after this weekend, I think it's fun pianos. I think it's corn dogs. I think it's, kiddie parades, food trucks. He's going to be famous for all kinds of things, a great worship service and gospel music that's happening, and all on the state fairgrounds. Hello, Daryl. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful on this beautiful day out in central North Dakota.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, what do you got planned?
Well, Scott, you know, as everyone's pretty much aware, I've been in the entertainment business with the Racing Pigs for, you know, I think this is 34 years this year, somewhere around there anyways. I lost count a few years back. But, you know, and with everything being canceled this year, I said, you know, they're just, someone needs to step up and do something. And, well, I said, I can't expect someone else to do it if I'm not willing to do it. So we're putting on a little event on the state fairgrounds that kind of mimic the fair atmosphere. We can't never beat the state fair, of course, but we're going to have an event on the fairgrounds. We're calling it the Fair Food and Fun Extravaganza. You know, there's going to be corn dogs, footlongs, cheese curds, cotton candy, caramel apples, and the famous Tubby Burgers is going to be there. If you didn't get your Tubby Burger, you missed it this year like everyone else did, here's your chance, 3 days to get it on the state fairgrounds. And the only time in central North Dakota, one of two times in all the nation, people are going to get to see the Racing Pigs this year. So come on out and enjoy it. We got, like you said, kiddie parade on Sunday, more of a laid-back day, you know, kind of a family atmosphere, kind of, you know, sit back and reflect on our great country, our God-given rights that were protected by our Constitution. And, you know, we're going to have a little worship service and patriotic music and gospel music on that day. So a little bit of everything for everyone.
That's special. That's fantastic. Well, I know what? Very much needed, like you say. I mean, it's not summer if you don't see the racing pigs. And obviously because of the fair canceling, you didn't get the racing pigs, so you're gonna see them. And
so instead of me charging an event to go to it, Scott, I'm taking money out of my pocket to put events on and hope that we can pay the bill.
Yeah, no kidding. That's somehow that goes. Well, let's get a good crowd there. It should be fun. And I think I'm going to bring Hudson and show him off because he is definitely the most handsome pet. And there is a prettiest or most handsome pet contest, $250 prize. Preliminary round Friday at 6:30. The final Saturday at 5. That sounds fun.
We're doing this, you know, because it's an entertainment venue too, you know. So yeah. We're doing this in America's Got Talent judging kind of a situation. We're going to have a panel of judges. You know, and there might be someone there that's kind of like Simon, me. But, we're going to have some fun with it, too. But we are. We're going to crown North Dakota's prettiest / most handsome pet. And we're going to crown an ugliest pet. So if you think your pet's really ugly, bring him out, too.
Way to go, Home of Economy and XL Energy, for helping Daryl sponsor this. And it'll be a little slice of the fair Friday, Saturday, Sunday, North Dakota State Fairgrounds.
And one last thing, Scott, we're truly celebrating our freedoms because of those Second Rights Amendment lovers out there. We have door prizes the night of dueling pianos, and we're giving away 2 guns as door prizes. Not raffle tickets, as door prizes just for going to the event.
Love it. All right, have fun. You had me at cheese curds. Sounds like a blast. I appreciate it. Thanks a bunch. Let's go to Dana in Bismarck next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dana.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hey, Scott, I have a couple things. First, on the grain prices and then voting Trump versus Biden. Okay, I just did this. I took my total bushels and I sold them for $2.70 to July 8th. And when I took that and then subtracted, I took the total bushels I had times 270 and then subtracted the check that I got. And if you take everything figured in, the storage, the interest, all the discounts, the price from that 270 came down to $2.12. In 1975, the corn high was 346. So that's $1.34 less. So they could probably do a little bit more on helping us. But if you don't vote Trump instead of Biden, it's going to be full bore, full speed ahead, selling us out to the China, and green energy shutting us down on our coal and oil. And if they don't, they'll push the price up so high because it makes you lean more to electric vehicles.
All right, another warning. And, another warning. You can add it to the list. We've heard it from many on the program today. Thank you, Dana. Jamie, let me start with you right now. We'll finish up after the break here. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to talk about the masks. Everybody wearing masks is what I want to talk about.
By the way, I just saw 30 positive cases in Burley County yesterday for COVID, and I got this little bit of data you're going to want to hear.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A rare weather phenomenon sweeps across the Midwest yesterday. A line of gusty thunderstorms packing up to 100-mile-an-hour winds. This Cedar Rapids, Iowa man says he lost his roof when he wouldn't have expected to.
I just put a roof on it 2 years ago, so I thought my roof would be in good shape. But I guess I'll have to re-roof it now.
Several Midwest states seeing some serious damage from the straight-line winds from those storms. arms, but nobody was seriously injured. The Seattle City Council approving a plan to reduce the size and scope of its police department. The council voting in favor of budget amendments last night to begin reducing funding to the force, and Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best announced plans to step down from her position last night just hours after the vote was taken. And this is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You know, at the University of Mary, 99% of on-campus undergraduate students receive financial aid. And right now, the university is offering a new scholarship, the CARE-19 scholarship, for new first-time applicants to the 2020 freshman class or first-time applicants who will transfer to the university this fall. The University of Mary is preparing for students on campus in September. Wide-open spaces that allow for social distancing, in addition to high-quality, highly qualified emergency response team, has created a detailed reopening plan for safety, security, and preparedness. They have the Crow's Nest campus restaurant that's open 24/7, seats nearly 600 people, so there's less crowding at peak times. And instead of lecture halls of 200 to 300 students, smaller class sizes keep students and faculty safe and connect students and faculty with faculty knowing students by name. It's just a feels like home. Still time to apply to join the incoming class of 2020. To learn more at the university's plans to safely restart classes on campus this fall, visit umary.edu/prepared. Let me finish with Jamie in Bismarck, and then we'll go to our lieutenant governor in the great state of North Dakota. Brent Sanford joins us next. Jamie, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. So the infection rate hasn't, they said Burley County's a hot spot now, right? That's what they
Well, claim. that's the word they use. I bristle also at that okay. term. I said earlier, for instance, yesterday's announcement said there were 30 cases in the Burley County, more than anywhere else. I asked the question, how many of those are under 70? 26 of the 30 are under 70. 26 of the 30 are under 70. The mortality rate, meaning if you get it, what are my chances of dying, for someone under 70 is 0.04%. So that tells me we have a hot spot of something that's equivalent to the flu, because twice the number, 0.08, is the flu mortality rate. So we have a mortality rate for anyone under 70 in that. Now, does that mean you don't want to know when somebody has COVID and you don't want to trace it? Of course, I get it. But this idea that we have hot spots or the sky is falling or this is a reason to freak out, no, you're right, Jamie, it's not.
Okay, so... Well, we've had, I don't know, what, like 2 or 3 weeks now of these businesses, you know, mandating masks. And when I go into businesses, I can tell you that, I mean, a lot of people are wearing masks. I mean, most people are, actually. So my question would be, we've been doing this for 2 or 3 weeks now. Far more people than ever in this entire state are wearing masks. We have businesses requiring that you wear a mask when you come in. Why the hell aren't the infection rates going down? Because you know why? Because their masks don't work. You know, if they're wearing their mask to, quote, protect people like me who don't wear a mask, why is the infection rate going up then? I want some big mask Pimper to tell me why that is. Well, you got the lieutenant governor coming on. Why don't you have, I want his answer on that. Why is the infection rate not dropping considerably with this big mask deal going on now, this big mask push?
All right, Jamie, appreciate your call. You're not alone in asking those questions. A lot of people have. I've actually looked for definitive science to say where it does help. And, I bring this up often, but the University of Minnesota has an uber expert. You see him all the time on COVID stuff. His name's Dr. Osterholm. He said specifically he didn't think the CDC should be putting recommendations for masks on their website without a proper study, you know, that is a typical study where you have many people participating. So that's the deal. Texter says, tell me the lunch specials again. Where was the meatball dinner? I love it when our listeners text, where are the meatball dinners? That's Harwood today. I-29. I mean, if you're in, I don't know, Richardson, that'd be a good reason to go to Harwood, the meatball dinner. But you could go to Valley City, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie, 12th Avenue North Fargo, chicken Alfredo fettuccine, West Main Avenue, West Fargo hamburger hot dish today. Great chicken, speaking of chicken, at the Mandan location, a little closer there if you're in Richardson, PetroServe USA, the Bismarck locations, and then, of course, as you come, you're going to find them in Valley City. You're going to find them in Castleton. You're going to find them in West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, up in Bemidji. Valley Dairy Stores in the Northern Valley as well. Tell them Scott sent you. The PetroServe USA. The Lieutenant Governor of our great state of North Dakota is here. Brent Sanford. Hello, Brent. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Doing very well. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks very much. We wanted to talk with you a little bit about a topic you spent a lot of time on. You and I have spent a lot of time on the radio talking about it in your tenure as Lieutenant Governor, and that is North Dakota Energy, and what a rich, wonderful collection of industries that do so many great things, and most importantly for taxpayers, fund a great share of the state's coffers and do roads and bridges and water projects with that money. And, of course, things have changed considerably in the COVID area. So let me first ask you about we have this gathering on Thursday night. I know you will not be able to be there because you're a smart man. You are attending, as you promised, a fundraiser for a charity your wife has helped put together, the Ann Carlson Center. So we'll excuse that absence. But in general, what we're hoping to accomplish is to hear from people, thoughts about all of the above energy, whether or not we need to do a better job of just sort of being all of the above in one arena fighting for North Dakota energy. Do you think we have some work to do in that area?
I think we do, and what happens is people end up in their own situation and losing sight of the statewide benefit that we have. What we've put together is a larger pie approach, and when all ships are rolling in the same direction, it helps grow that pie for North Dakota. We export a lot of our electrons, and those electrons are generated in multiple ways: coal, wind, hydro, natural gas. We don't have nukes, but we have the rest, and that's how it currently works in North Dakota. And the utility companies that are selling power to us and generating power here and selling power in other states, they make choices based on market conditions of what type of power they want to purchase power agreements, etc. And so this is a very complicated picture. It's not as simple as one might think that a generating asset isn't just selling their electrons to that city that's next to it. A wind farm that's next to Tioga doesn't sell their electrons only to Tioga. They go into a grid. And the regional trading organization is where all this happens. MISO is the grid on the eastern part of the state, SPP on the west, and all of those generating assets sell into those grids. And if you listen to John Weta from North Dakota Transmission Authority, this gets even more complicated when the transmission system is based on where those assets are and where the electrons need to go. And it's much more complicated with all the renewables that are in the system today, but there's a reason renewables are being added into the system, and that is customer choice, that is corporate choice, that is subsidy from the federal government. And so the utilities are making decisions based on all of those things. It's very complicated. We as a state are hoping to keep what we have and keep growing that pie. So we're working very hard at keeping the coal assets we have, keeping the gas assets we have, making sure that the mix of renewables does not hamper those, but also keeps growing that pie so we can take a larger and larger share exporting more electrons. I'd like to see us go from number six up that list. We'll likely never be to Texas level, just like we never will with oil production, but you know what? That's the number one prize you're shooting at. And so to get higher than number six, we have to be open to all the above energy. But we also have to keep our base low, keep our cold flat. So, yes, we are working those solutions as we speak. And when groups end up getting into local decisions of excluding different sources of power, that's concerning for the statewide level. You know, we'd like to see more open for business type ordinances where you're allowing those investors, those utilities, to make the business decisions they need to. And so there's been we've been wires crossed a few times with what's been happening as we try to pursue Coal Creek Station moving forward into the future, possibly with a new operator, et cetera. It's been a little bit touch and go, but we hope that we can get to a good place. We hope we can get to a good place with Coal Creek. And go ahead.
I was just going to say, we spoke to the governor yesterday and asked him specifically about that. He said, look, thank goodness for our lieutenant governor, because that's a big share of what he's doing right now, spending a lot of time on the energy issues, specifically mentioning the Coal Creek Station. I asked him, are you confident that there will be a way to keep that plant operating, keep those people employed? He said he was optimistic. Are you optimistic as well?
Well, there's definitely a way to do it. It's a matter of having a private partner step forward to do it. And so, these avenues are still open. GRE's been very open to the fact that they would be open to a coal operator coming in and running that plant. They've made the decision as a co-op to move to renewables, but they realize if there's market forces that would be willing to invest and run the plant on their own outside of the GRE structure, that they're open to it. And common sense would tell you it'd be a lot easier on GRE if someone continued and that coal mine stayed operating and the reclamation and the teardown of the facility didn't happen. That would be a lot better economics for GRE, right? So, I mean, this is the hope that all of us that are pushing at the state level and the regulatory level are looking for what ways can the state help to make that transition easier if there's that private partner ready to do that, willing to do that.
You mentioned the larger pie theory. So this is where the all of the above comes in, where you're saying there's something in this for everyone. We don't need to battle each other, wind against coal, you know, ethanol against oil. You're just saying the larger. Explain that. What do you mean by a larger pie strategy?
Well, with the regional grids, if you produce more power than what you can use as a state, it's going elsewhere. And what you're seeing with all the not in my backyard type moves in other states is that the generation activity is less in these other states. And if everyone just stops generating electricity and says, I'm going to buy it off the grid, you all of a sudden you wake up one day and there's not enough generation happening. And so it is a concern at the regional trading organization level. And we, as exporters of power and electricity today, have an opportunity to actually export more if we're willing as a state to be open to more generation. And that might include it might include renewables in the mix. It obviously has. We are very prolific from the status of wind-generated electrons in this state. It's a windy state. There's a lot of land. Landowners are taking advantage of the opportunities to do wind projects, and the utilities are purchasing that power under PPAs, purchase power agreements. So, yes, there's an opportunity to provide to generate more power. However, there's a concern when the coal plants are cycling and they're not being able to sell their power into the grid on a daily basis. And so the economics for the baseload power are hurting because of some of the subsidies that come from federal government. So Senator Hoeven is working really hard on 45Q tax credits for carbon capture and these other different processes that GRE and Coal Creek have already been leading the way on these issues, as have our other utilities. And so, there's things that are coming down the pike, capacity value, reimbursement for the base load. There's things that we need to do to protect our base load, because people don't understand that base load means it's going to be there. It's going to be there if the sun's not shining, the wind's not blowing. We need that too.
All right. Well, hold tight. We'll just finish up here on the other side of the break on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Son. You know what you can do to help prevent airborne viruses from spreading in your home or business? There are all kinds of things in the air, right? All those mold spores, odors, all kinds of things. Call H.A. Thompson & Son or go to hatandsons.com.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this splash pool. From hot spring spas and pool tables, too. In Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, online at hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And I'm hot muggy. I'd add that to the mix as well. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. This is What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon. We're chatting with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. We're going to finish our conversation with him and then bring in John Hinrocker to tell you about how Minnesota is going to adopt California's automobile regulations. Wouldn't that be nice? Yes, yes. But you can stop it with your voice, so we'll tell you about that coming up here momentarily on What's On Your Mind. We're brought to you in part by Oasis Petroleum 24/7. You can call our Be the Buffalo hotline. Oasis Petroleum has employees that have that grit. They turn to the storm. They're going to do it. That's how they've gotten through this storm and other storms and will continue to. You can as well, and you do as well many times, and they love celebrating that. 855-200-1776 is the hotline for that. All right, wrapping up our conversation with Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor. We had a call earlier about masks and trying to get a handle on how big of a problem Burleigh County is right now. Evidently, there are some stores that are mandating and whatnot. The question was, since we've been wearing masks for some time now, but not seeing the rates go down, does that disprove their value? Does that give us any indication that maybe they aren't as effective as some people say? What do you know? What is your opinion on that?
No, that's not a very good comparison. People were at home in March and April. Now people are out and about, and you do see stores coming in with mandatory mask requirements in Bismarck. You see some do and some do not. And in the grocery stores, it's basically optional, but most people are wearing masks. And there's no doubt if someone's coughing and you have a mask on, you're not going to spread that to your neighbor. And so, I mean, that's pretty clear. But the distancing works as well, and outside events seem to have less transmissibility, and so that works. And we all know the difference between, you know, I was at the Medora Musical, and they're selling half or 40% of the tickets, and so you're spread out with family units sitting together and then spread out. You know the difference between that and people that are, you know, basically unfettered and gathering like normal with, you know, elbow to elbow and close conversation. There's a lot of difference between those types of activities. And the reason that the counts are higher now is because we're testing so prolifically. We're to the point where we can handle throughput over 5,000 tests per day. And we said from the beginning, we're not going to know how many asymptomatics are out there. When the first part of this, we were testing sick people presenting to the hospitals and clinics and then going into nursing homes and going and testing the vulnerable population. To now we're at the point where asymptomatic people are being tested, where random testing is happening. We're at the drive-up events in large numbers. And so it's important to pay attention to that positivity rate. I say that every time I'm talking about this. Look at the positivity rate. Listen to the governor, and he's saying 1.8% today, 2.2% today, 2.8% today. Those are very low positivity rates. We're down to 1% in our long-term care testing, which is ongoing with the facilities. They're testing their employees and their residents. So we're really in front of this. We feel we're being proactive. We know where infections are at. Hopefully that helps people quarantine and not transmit it and spread it to the vulnerable populations. But as we always say, look at that hospitalization number two, Scott. If we're in the 50s, that's far below where we were hoping that we could handle if we had to get to the 2,000 or go into those surge beds up to 7,000. We're in the 50s. So we feel like we're succeeding, you know, but a lot of part of this is the you know, trying to keep that COVID etiquette and being careful and being mindful of it and you know, just keep moving forward as we go get through these challenging times.
Friend, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
There he is, folks. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford on a busy news day today. John Hinderacher is here, and John is here to tell us a little bit about Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, and plans for California regulations on Minnesota cars. I'm scratching my head on this one, John. How can that be?
Well, because we are so much like California, apparently, Scott, that Governor Walz thinks we should just adopt their policy verbatim, forcing Minnesotans to buy electric cars whether they want them or not. Only about 1% of the vehicles sold in Minnesota are electric, and they're essentially all sold in the Twin Cities. And Governor Walz wants to force us to buy something like 8% electric vehicles, whether we like it or not. And they're going to force the auto dealers to sell that many, and they're going to force Minnesotans to buy that many, and the only way to do that is by subsidizing the electric vehicles by charging more for the gasoline vehicles that we all actually, you know, want to drive. And so if you're a Minnesotan, the cost of driving your regular car is going to rise dramatically. It could be $2,500 a car in order to subsidize this kind of crazy program of making Minnesotans drive electric vehicles.
It is insane. Now, we have given you an outlet for your frustration on this, folks. You can attend any one of a number of events that are happening across Minnesota starting tomorrow, St. Cloud, 8 a.m., Alexandria, 12:30 p.m., Fergus Falls, 5:30 p.m., and then Moorhead the following day, which would be, I guess, Thursday, 8 a.m., Thief River Falls, 5:30 p.m., Bemidji, the 14th at 8 a.m. as well. So the idea of this is just get people there and let their voice be heard. Right, John?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're doing this. This is the auto tour. We did 7 cities last week. We're doing 8 cities this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're doing Brainerd and Duluth on Friday, along with Bemidji. And we're doing this tour in conjunction with the Minnesota Auto Dealers Association. They're trying to educate the public. And Walz, you know, this would never get through the Minnesota legislature. And so Walz is trying to do this by rule, by executive dictate.
It's insane.
And he's got the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, you know, working on a set of rules to try to force Minnesotans to buy electric vehicles. So we're trying to sound the alarm and let people know what's going on.
Perfect sense, folks.
Electric boats are next.
You gotta be there at one of these events. We'll keep telling you about it on What's On Your Mind.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com. Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's August 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 1,100 acres in Ramsey, 1,200 acres in McLean, 1,500 acres in Burley, 48 acres in Walsh, agricultural development land in Bismarck and Mandan, and 160 acres in Marshall County, Minnesota. And exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Tolna, Steele, and Lincoln, North Dakota, and Baker and Dagmar, Montana. See all of these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.